This is totally not a meet cute. A band of notfic featuring members of My Chemical Romance, written by Argentum Lupin and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated G, contains the pairing Ray Toro Gerard Way, and also cross-dressing. Author's notes: Happy belated birthday, Lucifuge 5. Have some Ray Gerard notfic. It was going to be straight-up fic, but the ending just didn't want to work, even after Akamine-chan gave me, like, the perfect setup. I just couldn't make it happen. So I rewrote it as a not-fic. Thank you, Andy and Cascade, for looking it over for me. Okay, so Gerard works in New York City. Maybe he's at Cartoon Network, or possibly doing comics. Choose your favorite career! And commutes in from Jersey every day. And he can't help but do some people-watching on the train when he's not engrossed in drawing or reading, and plays a guess-what-that-person-does-for-a-living game with himself. There's no way to see if he's right without asking the person, of course, so he never really knows. But it's fun. He makes up a logical career and a completely bogus career for the different people, and it keeps him entertained. There's this one guy on the train that he keeps coming back to, though, because A, he has epic hair, and B, his jeans and button-down don't give any career hints, and C, he gives up his seat to someone practically every day, which is really sweet, and D, he is hot. Gerard doesn't let himself dwell too much on that last one, but every once in a while, train guy ends up standing in the aisle near Gerard, and he just can't help but look. But he doesn't strike up conversation with the guy, because that would be too weird. So basically, Gerard is crushing on the guy from afar, or from close up, depending on the day, but never does anything about it because there's never a good opportunity, and also, when he likes someone, he gets all tongue-tied and shy, because what if he is rejected? That is the worst thing ever. So he never says anything. One day at work, he and some of his work buddies are talking about things, and somehow one of Gerard's co-workers says something like, "I'd never be caught dead in a skirt." And Gerard says something witty and scathing about gender stereotypes and not being an asshole, and the guy says, "Yeah, well, I dare you to come to work in a skirt." And Gerard says, "Okay, then I will." And then other people jump in and turn it into a bet, where if Gerard comes in wearing a skirt, then asshole dude has to do something else. I don't know what. But it would be great, and Gerard is all, because he is so going to win, and asshole dude is going down. So that night, he goes digging through his closet for the skirts he wore in art school, hoping one fits, and talks to Mikey on the phone about it all. Ha ha ha, this is the easiest dare ever. And sends Mikey outfit pics for approval. The next day, when Gerard heads for the train, he regrets wearing the heels because, ow, he hasn't worn them in forever, ow, and he'd forgotten how hard it is to balance in them. And oh god, he hopes he gets a seat on the train because his feet are killing him. And why didn't he remember the thing where businesswomen commute in sneakers and change into heels later? Why didn't he think this through? There aren't any seats on the train, of course, because his luck sucks. So Gerard resigns himself to really sore feet, and grabs a handhold and stands in the aisle. When someone taps his shoulder, he automatically shifts over so they can get by him, but the person taps his shoulder again, so he looks up. And it's Train Guy, smiling at him. "You want my seat?" Train Guy asks. And Gerard nods and sits down quickly, before he does or says something ridiculous, and totally does not let himself stare when Train Guy grabs a handhold right in front of Gerard. Totally does not stare. It's not Gerard's fault that he holds his book at just the right height so Train Guy's hand is visible over the top, right? Right. When Gerard gets to work, the absolute horror on asshole dude's face makes him laugh himself sick. Everyone else high-fives him and wolf whistles, so he poses and grins until their boss yells at them to get to work. And since the dare didn't include spending the whole day in a skirt, Gerard changes into his normal clothes so he can walk around without killing his feet. So that afternoon, he's in his normal clothes on the train, and he thinks he sees Train Guy watching him. But since Train Guy is all the way at the far end of the car, he can't be sure. And since Gerard doesn't want to get caught staring, he buries his nose in his book for the trip home. He calls Mikey as soon as he gets in his house. And Train Guy gave up his seat to me this morning, and... Mikey interrupts him.
You need to ask the guy out already. It's getting kind of sad.
But it would be weird to just go ask him out. There needs to be a reason or something.
Mikey sighs. What would be weird would be you engineering some kind of meet-cute like you're in a romance movie. Just talk to him. Or don't. But stop talking to me about how great he is and try telling him.
Tough love, Mikey style. Gerard sighs.
Okay.
Gerard can't work up the nerve to talk to Train Guy the next day, but on Thursday, he decides he should just do this and stop being a wimp. He maneuvers over to Train Guy when they're about 5 minutes from Gerard's stop.
Hi, he says. I see you give up your seat pretty much every day, and I think it's really sweet.
Train Guy gives him a confused smile.
Thanks?
And Gerard takes a deep breath.
You seem really cool, and I'd like to get to know you. You want to get coffee sometime?
Train Guy doesn't say anything for a long moment. Gerard sighs and shifts away.
Never mind, forget I... Sure,
Train Guy interrupts.
Gerard blinks.
Really? Train Guy shrugs.
Yeah, I like coffee. And it'll give me a chance to ask about the skirt you wore on Tuesday.
Gerard tries to say something, but only manages to make some random noises. Train Guy smiles.
We can talk about it over coffee.
He holds out his hand.
I'm Ray.
Gerard.
They shake hands.
There's a really good diner near my station, Ray says. If you want to come down to my town.
What, you mean today?
Why not? Ray asks.
Gerard can't look away from Ray's smile.
He smiles back.
Okay.
So they go out for coffee and talk for hours about everything, starting with the skirt.
You look good in a skirt. Any particular reason for wearing it?
For a dare. Let me tell you what this asshole said. And passing through music, comics, games, bad TV, and anything else that comes to mind. And it is awesome, because Ray has opinions about things, and usually they match Gerard's opinions. And when they don't, the two of them argue, and it is great, because Gerard doesn't often get a chance to debate for fun. And at one point, Ray grabs Gerard's wrist while he's making a point, and then doesn't let go. And Gerard is definitely not going to make him let go, and basically, it's the best date ever. The waitress has to chase them out at closing time, and they walk back to the station. And the whole way back, Gerard keeps thinking about how much he doesn't want to go home. When they get to the station, Ray pulls Gerard to a stop.
Just to clarify, this is a date, right?
Ray asks.
Yeah?
Good, just checking, Ray says, before he leans in and kisses Gerard. And Gerard kisses right back because he has been wanting to do that pretty much since Ray said yes to coffee that afternoon. And they kiss and kiss and are completely oblivious to the world to the point that they don't notice Gerard's train has arrived until it's leaving.
Oh, shit, Gerard says,
staring after the train in dismay because it's after 2 a.m. and the next train isn't for, like, 2 hours. And then Ray kisses him again.
Come on, he says. I'll drive you.
They get in Ray's car and drive to Gerard's station and park next to Gerard's car and sit there kissing for a long time until finally they pull apart.
I really have to go, Gerard says. And he so doesn't want to,
but he has to work tomorrow, and he's going to need so much coffee in the morning.
Ray leans his forehead against Gerard's.
Yeah, he says, and kisses Gerard one more time before he sits back and pulls out his phone.
Can I get your number?
Gerard laughs and swaps phones with Ray to tap in his number, then takes his phone back and stares at it, grinning what is probably a stupid grin.
Okay,
he says, and gets out of the car. Then he leans back in.
See you tomorrow.
I'll save you a seat, Ray says. Gerard laughs, shuts the car door, and waves as Ray drives off. Maybe he should put a change of clothes and a toothbrush in his bag for tomorrow. You know, just in case. The end.
Reader's note. Yeah, I had the most disgusting mucusy head cold yesterday, and today I'm mostly better, but you can still kind of hear it in my voice a little bit. I tried to edit out all the nasty hacking coughing, but if my voice sounds a little bit more gravelly than usual, it's because I am, in fact, partly swallowing gravel. You know how it is. Yeah. Anyway, thank you for listening, and thank you, Argentum Lupin, for writing this thing that had me reading out loud as I was reading it the first time through, and then it was like, surprise, GarageBand! And, yeah. Anyway, this is adorable, and it's comedific, and just awesome. Okay. Thanks for listening. Have a nice day.